from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio State House reporter Ryland Barton. Ryland, we're reaching the end of this veto period. That's the time when Governor Andy Beshear considers signing or vetoing bills. What did he take action on?
So a lot of the vetoes were pretty much to be expected, and probably the biggest ones were education-related. He rejected the charter schools funding bill, the bill banning trans girls from playing on girls' sports teams, and then the sweeping bill that shifts power over important decisions like curriculum and school principal hiring away from local school councils and toward school superintendents. That bill also includes the so-called anti-critical race theory language that was added in at the last minute. It would ban teachers from connecting the dots between modern-day racial disparities and historical institutions like slavery and Jim Crow. The language in that bill specifically says that doing so is, quote, destructive to the unification of our nation. In his veto message, Beshear said it would be a step backward for public education and that Republican lawmakers were attempting to police discussions about race.
So the legislature will come back in for the last 2 days of this year's session on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. And one of their main tasks will likely be overriding those vetoes. Is there anything they might not override?
So the one close one is going to be the charter schools bill. That bill barely passed out of the legislature. It got 51 out of 100 votes in the House, which is exactly how many they would need to override a veto. So if just one representative changes their mind, it will not become law. Charters have been really controversial in Kentucky. It's one of those few issues that divides Republicans in the legislature. A lot of rural Republicans are worried that charters would upend their local schools if they're allowed to open up in their areas, and for good reason, because the way this bill would fund charters is by having school districts divvy up the funds based on how many students end up in each kind of school. So we'll see. This has been a very long time coming. Legislators first legalized charters back in 2017, but they've just never been funded.
Lawmakers can also pass more bills on those last 2 days of the session, but they would not be able to override Beshear if he vetoes them. Is there anything that's likely to move during that time?
Well, advocates are really pushing for lawmakers to pass the medical cannabis bill and also the sports betting bill. Both of them have had similar lives in the legislative session. They passed out of the House, but then they're still lingering in the Senate, which has typically been more conservative on these issues. Beshear called on lawmakers to pass them, and then he said something pretty remarkable about medical cannabis when asked if the legislature doesn't pass the bill, could he take any action by executive order? He said,
We're going to explore that.
As tiny as that is, it's a pretty remarkable statement. To my knowledge, no state has legalized cannabis in any way by executive order. It's always been something that goes through the legislature or passes by a ballot referendum, which Kentucky does not have. I'm not sure how much Beshear has actually explored this possibility, but it will be interesting to see if he attempts to pursue it. Medical cannabis remains overwhelmingly popular in Kentucky, according to polling, but there's just not the political will for it in the legislature.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportkpd. That's wfpl.org/supportkpd. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.